Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We would like to request His Holiness Giriraj Swami to please address the devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This is a sad and happy moment. Sad because Kartik is coming to an end, and Kartik offers us the most wonderful opportunity to render service with special support. And it's sad because the association that we've had with each other over the last days and weeks, in some cases, will at least temporarily be interrupted. But it's a happy occasion because we have come together and we have gotten the benefit of observing Kartik and rendering service in Vrindavan together. His Holiness Satchinandan Swami often conducts japa retreats, and he always said that we should be in the receiver's mood, not the achiever's mood. In other words, we have our intention that we want to engage in certain practices, and we have our prayer, our spiritual desire within our heart. But the mercy that we get may come in ways that we did not expect. So we should be in the mood of receiving whatever mercy that Guru and Krishna and the Vaishnavas want to give us. And the mercy may come in forms that we did not expect, and even in ways that we did not want. But whatever our superior authorities do in relation to us is always in our best interest. Prithu Maharaj prayed to the Lord that just as a father does whatever is best for the child without being asked, so you kindly also do whatever is best for me. I may not know what is best for me, but you know what is best. So you just do whatever you have to do to help bring me to you. To be honest, I was unable to fulfill all of my secondary intentions. I haven't been in Vrindavan, in Kartik, for 12 years. And maybe some of my intentions were based on my condition 12 years ago. But I'm older now, my physical body is more delicate. And I wasn't able to completely fulfill all the sort of physical austerities that I had intended. But within that experience, I had a realization that the real essence is service, not austerities. And actually, too much austerity or the wrong type of austerity can become an impediment to service. So that was a benefit I got in the midst of, you could say, apparent failure, that I had an insight into what the real essence of the performance of devotional service is. And Srila Prabhupada and his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, were very much in the mood of sharing Krishna consciousness with others, giving Krishna consciousness to others, encouraging others in devotional service and Krishna consciousness. And so he would encourage us not to accept austerities that would impede that service. That said, to have spiritual strength and enthusiasm to preach and spread Krishna consciousness, we ourselves have to be strong in our spiritual practices, which will involve some degree of austerity and discipline. So in my case, and I'm sharing it with you because you may see some relevance in a different way in your cases, but in my case, in my condition, the austerity of taking care of my body, I mean, not excessively, but in a reasonable way, will be more favorable than doing severe austerities that could actually lead to the body not functioning so well. In the kirtan tonight, and just for the last couple of hours, different images have passed through my mind, different images from Kartik, a visit to the Radha Damodar temple, a dip in Radha Kund, a dip in Shama Kund, offering obeisances at Srila Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, and so many remembrances just in the area of the Krishna Balaram temple. And these are memories, experiences, realizations that will, I hope, stay with me for the rest of my life and guide me in my devotional service. So I, unfortunately, will not be accompanying the group to Rishikesh. When I made my program, I didn't even know that His Holiness Bhaktivrinda Govinda Swami Maharaj was going to take you all to Rishikesh from Vrindavan. But maybe next year or some year I will accompany him. Govinda Maharaj is a true well-wisher of mine and of all of you. But he is a magnanimous soul who very readily and easily gives shelter to others. So you are fortunate to have his association and guidance. It is said that Giriraj Govardhan, it's true, Giriraj Govardhan, gave shelter to the whole of Raja. After the Govardhan Puja, when Indra sent torrential rain and hail and winds, Sri Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill with his little finger of his left hand, and being in ecstasy, being touched by Krishna's hand, Giri Govardhan expanded in size. And the whole of Vraja found shelter under Giri Govardhan. So Govinda Maharaj and all great Vaishnavas can give shelter, and they do give shelter, like Giri Govardhan. And when we come under the shelter of Giri Govardhan, what do we find? We find Krishna and Balaram and Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Mai, and Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends, and all the cows and calves and peacocks and parrots. We find the whole of Vrindavan. So that is the benefit of taking shelter of great souls. That when we are under the shelter, we find Krishna and all of his associates, and Vrindavan Dham itself. So I have been very gratified and satisfied to be under that shelter with all of you, and to get some realization of Krishna consciousness during the time we've been together under that shelter. And I think, although in some ways I was unable to fulfill all of the intentions I had for the month, but I think somehow my desire, that deep inner desire within the heart, that I've, by the grace of Kartik Devi and Sri Vrindavan Dham and all the superior authorities, that I have come somewhat closer to realizing that desire, to having that desire fulfilled. And I hope and pray and expect that the same would be true of all of you, that whatever the details were of these days in Vrindavan and Kartik, that your heart's deepest desire for devotional service to Radha and Krishna, you've come closer to that being fulfilled. So I offer my most humble obeisances to His Holiness Bhaktivrinda Govinda Swami Maharaj and all of you, all the Vaishnavas who have assisted us and encouraged us and supported us during this wonderful time. So I know we'll do it later at the end, but there's no harm in offering obeisances again and again and again. Please accept my humble obeisances.